You are listening to episode 32 of the Paper Player Podcast. I'm your host, Tony, and we are joined with a full crew today. I got Josh, JB, and Jeff. Jeff, take me to the bazaar right away. Boom.
BH people are dumb.
Yeah, Jeff, take us to the bazaar.
Yeah, JB, take us to the bazaar. JB, take us to the bazaar. Jeff, drive us there. JB, what do you got? You host the bazaar. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I do.
You're the guy. You're the merchant. So we got to drive to you.
You hold the space for me. I am looking for all the jewel birds I could get. Anyone who's got jewel birds, come here. I want them all. No, I need them all. You. Bring them over.
No one's got that card.
People have it. It's fine.
What do I need?
Nobody. Nope. You can only trade with JB. If he's got it, he's got the goods. Jeff, what is the bad card of the week? And I know what it is, and I knew I was going to know what it is.
The bad card of the week this week is Reoccurring Nightmare Cube.
Yeah, the card
I tried to play with it a couple times, and just there's so many times you just aren't able to have a creature on the field, or the things you can bring back just aren't good enough, or you have to waste all your mana to cast it. It's just there's so many better reanimate spells in the cube that it just doesn't seem as good as it used to.
Yeah. So with Recurring Nightmare, it's one of those cards that you end up taking in the Vintage Cube when your reanimator deck didn't find that last piece. Like the reanimator, you're like, oh crap, I gotta put this in here now.
That's fair, because like I've ran reanimator 3 times in the last couple days, and like it's always like the third or fourth one. And the second deck I built, actually, I cut it because I had reanimate, animate dead, and then the 2 instant bring back ones.
You needed that game.
No. There's what? Reanimate, which is the 1-mana one, right? That's the one where you take damage.
Animate dead, corpse dance. There's the rare 2-mana one without buyback. Instant, bring back the top card of your graveyard.
Oh, Shallow Grave, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the flashback one. Unbearable Rites.
Yeah, you can get that one too. Yep.
That's my favorite.
Is Puppeteer Click still in the cube? I don't know if it is.
Is the tap stack bring back your creature?
I don't remember. It's like it's the one of the cards from like Shadowmoor or Lorwyn. It's one of those things.
It's still in there.
So yeah, you heard it here first. Recurring Nightmare, bad card of the week. And now we're gonna be swerving and driving away from the bad card of the week, I guess, into the 5-color minute. And here we go. Cool guys. Search versus no search, you know, for 5-color. What do you like better?
No search.
No search.
So with the deck being so big, it's very difficult to... The whole point of 5-color is to have fast games, and they're supposed to be like fun, but when you add search to it, and it's all singleton, searching through 250 cards, or 230, whatever the remainder is very annoying.
I mean, that's why the land thing is really annoying, is because I still have to search now, because I want to play good lands. Like, I'm going to let out my secret tech, play an R&D secret lair, going to smash you guys with it, going to be great. Can't wait.
We talked about it last week, I remember.
People search up their like specific signed white border card that's got all the signatures on white bordered land that has all the signatures on it from their whatever deck.
How would you feel about it? The deck having a land deck and then a like spell deck? Would that be too strong?
Yes. It's
the same game.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I don't really have much to talk about this week, guys. It's kind of we're nearing the end of the year. We're 2 days away from the new year. And do you guys have any magic goals for 2021 or 2022?
I was about to say, I think you're behind the times, man.
Play as many ninjas as possible.
There's plenty more commander.
My goal is to.
I played a lot of commander over the weekend, and it was great. I got a win with Urlok. What did I do to win that game?
You didn't win with Urlok, you lost. That's when Antonio was playing Xanathar.
I'm talking about the day before.
Oh.
Yeah, you're wrecked. You weren't there.
I won somehow.
I would hope with your general, but that's fine.
It was not with my general. Oh, wait, it was with my general. Walking Ballista.
Oh, nice. You just added infinite mana?
Yeah, I had infinite untap and tap with my Urlok, which wins the game in itself or draws the game because like it gives everyone infinite mana and then we all lose to Mana Burn.
That's pretty good.
But I top decked the Walking Ballista, which was the mana sink for me.
Yeah.
I beat Josh in EDH on Sunday by top decking the boar that gives everything +2/+2 vigilance and trample.
Yeah, something Razor Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I was at Exaxes Sim for 21.
Through your tummies, you're better than Josh.
No, I ran him over with my red deck. I ran
with Purphoros. Yeah, but Purphoros. Again, I was the only one like trying to stop you while the other player was just playing with himself.
Nice. Yeah. That's usually how I like to play EDH. Is just, well, I'm not, the goal of EDH for me is not to win unless there's money in the line. Then it's to be cutthroat as possible. But if it's just to ruin everybody else's time.
That's it. The way I play EDH is my first game, I just play whatever I want and I give the table a feel. And then if we play another game, if I just got ran over, then I'm going to pull out my deck and I'm going to, you know, try and run you over the next game.
Yeah.
But like, I'm going to give it a feel is how I do it. I don't ever like try to do anything stupid the first game. That's why I like Yurlock at first, because it just like makes the game progress. And if it wins, it's like nothing stupid. It's like, oh, wow, he dumped 26 mana and won the game.
You want to know how I play EDH?
Yeah.
I sit down, and if my opponent pulls out a 100-card deck, I stand up and leave.
you don't grab their playmat, slide all their cards under it?
Why are you so toxic?
Do you just walk over to the garbage can and just dump their deck? Oh, can I see that deck? Can I see it?
Oh, man.
I did discover that werewolves are very hard to play in EDH, because even with Herbalar, you end up flipping your own werewolves at end of turn because you cast two spells.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
It's a horror. It seems fun in practice. Like theoretically, it seems fun. Like, it'd be great on Magic Online because you wouldn't have to be taking the cards in and out of the sleeve.
God, it's so annoying. I will admit, Day and Nightbound does make it a little easier, because if your opponent's passed their turn while other people cast, it is nice to see your stuff flip.
Yeah.
But it's still really annoying to constantly be pulling stuff out of sleeves. I might have to pick up like the 30 checklist cards I need.
I was about to say, if you get the checklist cards, you don't even have to play in sleeves. You can just play it raw.
Gotta get the checklist cards.
Yeah.
And then you can like alter them. I like those people that alter them are really, like, some of them are really cool.
Yeah, I've seen some of the Delver alters where it's they just show the Delver and then it looks like a Delver grabbing it.
Thing in the ice ones that had ice cubes on them.
Yeah, those are great.
Like, that's cool alters for like a modern deck where you only need four, but I'm not getting 30 individual alters after paying like $200 just to get all these damn werewolves.
Alter them yourself.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, I can't draw.
You don't need to. Just draw stick figures.
Right? Just like with a Sharpie.
I think what I'll do is just every time I go to a tournament is just ask someone to draw a picture for a card.
Walk
up to random players and be like, all right, this is this werewolf. Draw me a picture.
Yeah.
You saw my Wasteland that I had in my deck, Jeff. Like I'm a fan of those proxy cards in packs now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a Wasteland in all my decks because like I have to play my Wastelands in Legacy, so like I have them and I want to put it in my EDH deck, so I made a bunch of Wastelands.
So my goals for 2022, it's a little bizarre, and meaning that I have this strange idea in my head that I want to make excluding old school and vintage, I want to make and have with me at all times a deck for every single format, including Tiny Leaders, Kamigawa Tiny Leaders, Oathbreaker, like all those like obscure formats, PDH Pauper.
Pauper Tiny Leaders.
Yeah, that way I can challenge anybody at any time.
What's PDH Pauper? EDH Pauper?
It's PDH, but this Pauper EDH. An uncommon is your general, and then the other 99 cards have to be common.
Wasn't the rule you could use any uncommon?
Yeah, but now they have enough legendary uncommons. So I'd be able to play like this is before that they didn't really have uncommon legendaries, so now I can play like at an EDH table with my PDH.
That's true.
I have an EDH deck that's all uncommons or lower.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my goal for next year, is to just build like a deck for every single conceivable format that I'm not gonna do the Tiny Leaders for Kamigawa, that's too obscure. But everything that's like I can look up deck lists for, I'm going to do. Mine is vintage and old school because I don't feel comfortable like carrying around power.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would just be like...
Own
proxy one.
Who's asking?
I am.
To you? No.
Now that we think about it, I have a goal.
Yeah.
My goal is to retain the championship belt of the paper player podcast as the statistically best Magic player for the year.
All right.
Sure.
So I think I'm going to go out and get a championship belt for us.
That's pretty good. Well, it should be settled through either a series of tournaments where it just has to be the four of us in it, and maybe we throw Antonio in there for a wrench. But
you just keep track of your stats.
There's no way without what would it be based on? Because we don't play it. Well, not only, I guess, but if I attend zero energies, am I out?
Yes.
No, you can still win with like a, if you have, I think like if you have like 12 FNM wins, that's like equivalent. Yeah. To like
see, again, it's bad because I don't get to attend those things as much. So if it was a percentage thing, I would just go spike the first gen, you know, win the first FNM and then be like 100% win rating. Suck it. Yeah, I don't know.
We can just base it off tournaments that all of us are at.
No, never.
Which will not happen.
Yeah, I was about to say that barely happens.
If there happens,
what next two or three energies in Milwaukee this year?
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I'm thrilled about that for sure. But mm-hmm. I think the best way to settle the belt would be like we do a sealed tournament. Between all of us, we do a
standard tournament.
No, not a standard. A commander game, Modern Legacy.
So we do a gauntlet.
Yeah, cube.
We do cube. You can do your pauper or a peasant cube.
I don't know what kind of cube it is. It's strictly uncommons, is what I call it.
Yeah, that's fair. We can do that. That's the best way to settle it. We'll schedule it throughout the year. You know, we'll meet up at some store and we'll figure it out. But we should make it up. I don't know. You guys who are listeners, send us emails of what formats we should play that are real formats, meaning everything aside from standard, vintage, and 1990 or whatever that. Formats that I can find deck lists for.
250, five color, no search except for lands.
No.
Playing that stupid format.
You can't. I already have my deck build.
Don't send an email that says flip it or rip it.
It's a good
one. Oh, I'd play that.
I would not play flip it or rip it.
We do have to. We should do a monthly pack war, and the winner.
I'm okay with this.
Monthly pack war, and the winner of the pack wars will catalog it, and then go from there.
Yeah.
See
who gets the most value.
Yeah, it's not the how many wins you get, it's how much money the cards you win is.
I'm down. We could start with Neo Dynasty.
Yeah, we'll do that.
With collector pack each.
Hell yeah.
Wizards already searched their own booster packs and then resealed them. And then.
Yeah, I do want to say, I made a post yesterday.
That's crazy.
That explained of the, like, I got an Amazon package, and in that package, it was a collector booster box. And with those contents, it looked like all of my packs were searched and or meaning that they were opened, the contents were taken out, and then they were put together or put back in and resealed. It's a little weird because a lot of the packaging, I mean, I worked for a store for 5+ years, so I am familiar with just handling product, and Wizards quality control has went way down because I went to two other LGSs today to buy packs of collector boosters, and they both have the same exact quality I got. So sorry, Amazon, didn't mean to just... you know, drag your name through the mud. I'm sure Jeff Bezos is listening, so gotcha, dude.
Got him.
Well, the secret is he is listening, just not him. It's one of his peons.
Well, to be fair, even Josh's box of Vow came with double rare in every pack, and then there was people talking about boxes that didn't even have rares.
Right. My box has two rares in each pack.
Well, you're
not each pack. It's not each pack. It's like 80% of the packs have two rares in them.
Yeah. So was your, like, did you ever look at your packaging? Was it tampered with, like, the standard booster box?
Oh, dude, it was like, it looked like normal booster box. I buy a box every time. I know what a normal box looks like.
So this was a quality control thing. And then Yeah, exactly. And then for whatever reason, these collector boosters, it's horrendous. Because the cards that were in there were, like, scuffed. I was like, what the hell?
On top of that, one of them was backwards, which is what really threw me off.
Yeah.
Wow, that was super
weird. I have had that happen where I've opened a pack. Pack is backwards.
Yeah. I mean, it's those are all random, like, things, but it's like, what
all
is
happening together?
Yeah, it's like, what is going on? So either way, yeah, I made a post saying, I was upset because, like, I got that thing it got to my house at like 8:15. I was like, all right, let's open some let's crack some packs. And then as soon as I like got the box, like, what? This looks like it's been messed with, like, right away.
Wow.
And then yeah, I was like, I was bitter in the moment.
You said you got it for $150.
$190.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, I mean, it's here's the thing. It's by a third party seller, but it's promoted by Amazon. Typically, it's like the way that the Amazon like app is structured, it's meant to just click on things and then they just buy it. Like, you don't look at the description. You go, this is the item I want. Like, click and buy it. You don't care where it comes from. But if people are resealing these packs, now you have to care or whatever. Right. So it takes the convenience factor away from Amazon. And like those are the two things: convenience and the price. Which I love LGSs like. To death, but the reality is they charge $300 some for a collector booster, like $310, $320, and Amazon's got them for $100 cheaper. Like, come on, right. You can't fault me for going to, you know, Amazon to try to save $100.
Not at all. Right. That's what I would have done.
That's what I did. And I mean, my packs were just, they weren't great, but it's whatever. Like, I'm at this point, I'm over it.
You got your EDH card, though.
Ted Cockrell was dope. Foil Cockrell.
I'm jealous, jealous, jealous.
That card's only like $16. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, I'll trade you the one I have, Josh.
Yeah.
What do I have that you want?
I'm sure you have something.
All right. Okay.
Find an Aaron Mesa.
I gave you all the Aaron Mesas I had.
I know. I only have three. I need one more.
Dude, I got an Aaron Mesa.
I'll trade you Toxel for it.
Maybe. What do I need that card for?
Garbage. You don't. So last week, I think it was right after our cast. I think it was Thursday. It was like the Christmas Eve gift or the Friday it was. They showed that ninjutsu guy. I forget his name, but the altered art is done by, isn't it, the guy who did Metal Gear Solid?
Yes, it looks amazing.
Yep. Dude. That is how they're going to sell this set.
That's my goal, is that I am collecting the alternative printings from Strixhaven, the War of the Spark Alter Arts, and now the altered set of...
Neo Dynasty?
Yeah, I'm trying to get play sets of all of them.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like 3/4 of the way done with Strixhaven, and I really need a lot of stuff for...
I got a foil Alter Negate if you want it.
No foil. Very specific, no foil. But I'll
on the foils. I'm back on foils now for EDH at least.
I go back and forth. Like it's if I have it, great. If I don't, sweet. It's just when do I need it? But I just as far as a constructed tournament, I avoid them.
Right. For constructed, I won't touch them.
Yeah. I mean, the card is what? One blue and a black. It's a 2/4. I think it's legendary. And then it has an ability. If you've ninjutsu'd this turn, look at the top three cards of your library, put one into your hand, the rest in the bottom.
Every creature in your hand has ninjutsu for black and two.
So the old Blightsteel and Naruto combo. Nice.
Yeah. You play him turn two because you're splashing red for Ragavan. You swing with Ragavan on turn two, make a treasure, play him turn four, you ninjutsu and Blightsteel after swinging with both.
Yeah.
And you win.
Yeah, JB, you said you wanted to try to make a modern deck with that guy?
Yeah, same. It'd be fine.
And that's funsy.
It wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I say that, I mean, I think it would be fun to make, but then I play it once and then put it in the trash.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, go ahead.
It's like, it wouldn't work just because of Lightning Bolt.
No, it's
Solitude. Bolt.
It's fine.
Solitude, Prismatic that's Ending, Unholy Heat, all those cards.
How well or how bad do you think extended versions of Ninja would do these days in Modern? The extended version of Ninjas that used to show up once in a while.
Extended?
Yeah.
Format extended?
Yeah, so there used to be a Ninja deck that would show up like once every 6 months in extended because like people would forget about it, it would win. People would put like the one sideboard card to stop it and then it would disappear.
Yeah, or just block. Like block everything.
How do you block that one guy who has...
blockable.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have to play trash cards in your deck, I'm really happy.
It's a one drop.
That was but Changeling?
Yeah, one drop Changeling, unblockable.
Changeling's not bad.
Yeah, there's Changeling Outcast. There's like three other versions of that card where it's a one drop.
There's the Merfolk one.
Yeah, they're all the same thing. They're all bad.
I don't think when I was playing that deck in Legacy, I don't think you play anything besides the black guy.
Tormented Soul?
No, the Changeling one.
Outcast. Oh. That's because Yuriko cares about it.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Play Ornithopter.
Yeah, that too. Because there's two versions of Evasion.
And then you have the artifact that works with the Changeling, because the Changeling's also a Thopter.
The Thopter... Not Thopter Assembly, is it?
No, what is it called?
Thopter Foundry?
No.
It's the one that makes 1/1s.
It's the one drop legacy thing. It doesn't make 1/1s.
I thought it did.
Oh, Hope of Gear Prid?
No. It's an artifact from Commander.
Thopter Foundry, isn't it?
No, it's not Thopter Foundry.
Fire
knows what it's called.
Oh, my God. It's in Legacy decks because all the decks that play Urza Saga go and grabs it.
You're talking about Retrofitter.
Yeah, Retrofitter. It. There you go. Retrofitter Foundry.
But it definitely makes Thopters.
Yeah, for sure.
I was about to say, if you talk about Legacy, I probably know the card. I got you.
You weren't listening.
I know. I wasn't. Also, find me some LEDs so I can build any Legacy deck ever, please. That's all I need.
You're right there, huh?
Yeah, just need LEDs, and then I'm basically done.
As fiend him to go back to the bazaar.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go back.
I haven't traded cards. Cards haven't left my hands to get other cards. What am I doing?
What did I trade for? I traded for something.
Speaking of, does anyone need an Urza Saga? I opened one.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Is it Japanese?
No.
I don't want it.
I'm not that much of a weeb.
You call yourself. Last week, you're like, I don't even like Berserk. You're the worst.
And then you talk about Naruto, and then...
Can you at least enunciate it right?
Naruto. Naruto. I did it.
Next, you're going to say manga.
Real three. Yeah. Hold on. I got a question for Jeff. Okay.
Oh, God.
You're really a weeb. What are the big three?
Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I had no idea where to go with that.
The big five, first of all. Tony's really messing this up.
No. The big five. If you're,
it's just wrong.
Let's see where the big three are.
Are you talking about the big five from Yu-Gi-Oh?
No. Yeah. No, oh, that's the big bosses.
It's Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, that is true. That's a different
thing. Is it like Dragon Ball Z?
Who is the third one?
I want to say Cowboy Bebop.
No,
this is terrible.
Nope. All right, JB, correct them with your weebiness.
All right, we got DBZ.
Maybe like Sailor Moon or something.
Naruto, Bleach, One Piece, and there's one more, but I can't think of what it is.
Bleach is so terrible, though.
But that's like the five shonen that everyone knows.
Oh, I didn't realize you meant just shonen.
Well, we didn't. It's referred to in the anime world as far as I always thought it was the big three, which One Piece, Naruto, and DBZ, just because they're continuously serialized. Still, I mean, One Piece is the most infinite.
Bleach just come back. It's fine.
Is it okay? Yeah. Well, then it can be the big four. And as far as the fifth one, it's probably Inuyasha or something like that.
No,
DBZ and Naruto were the only two I could get into. I wasn't like the hugest fan of One Piece.
Yeah, One Piece is a million episodes. Get that out of here.
Yeah, I don't want it.
All right, we're turning to the anime cast now.
Yep, I'm guess what? Over.
Well, I mean, dude, Neon Destiny's turning into an anime set, so...
Dynasty.
Our first TikTok post, I posted the lands, and I called it Kanagawa Neon Destiny, and no one corrected me.
I said Neon Destiny last week, and then I read it. I typed Neon Dynasty. I don't know why. Destiny just sounds better than Dynasty.
Agreed.
Your brain's just completing. Using the first word, the first letter and the last letter, so it sees the DY and just filling in the blanks.
Yeah. So we're going to do this today, and meaning that we're going to establish an official power level scale. This is the paper player power level scale, okay, for EDH. All of the scales that you've heard, like Battle Cruiser, those are all wrong. And we need to decide if we're going to do a 10-point scale, a 5-point scale, a 4 stars. What are we going to do?
10 points sounds about right, because there's so much in EDH.
My EDH
7.5 scale?
I like to do it. I like to do my power level by the turn your deck wins on it, like most optimal.
So, like a tier list? Like S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier? That's probably the best way to do it, honestly.
Like a S tier deck wins turn 0-2.
Yeah.
What is Gitrog?
It's like S tier wins turn 0-2.
Nice, yeah. Jeweled Lotus really sped up a lot of those five color or those five casting cost.
Yeah.
Commanders. It Which really brought good. Those guys into the fold. Yeah. Whereas before you weren't able to like really do that.
A tier is like turn 2-5, and then like B tier is like 5-9, and then C tier is like 9+.
Well, I mean, there are EDH, there are, I mean, on average, or if they're ability to. So I guess the way I would determine like S tier would be the standard 20 staples of EDH that you always see, Mana Crypt, Mana Vault, all that stuff, along with, if you're playing blue, the counter spell Sweet, and probably just your Thassa's Oracle, Demonic Consultation. Cards on that level. And then your A tier is you have strong cards in there. You might not have all of the pieces, but you have like a Soul Ring and then maybe one of the three, maybe a Mana Crypt, but not the Mana Vault and whatever you want to call it. B tier is like, I have good cards that I love that all work together. D tier is just like, hey, this is my fun shapeshifter deck. Ha ha ha. Like those, like I have a theme here, but it doesn't work like werewolves.
CEDH without the Mana Rocks though.
Yeah.
Like Isan and like Magda.
Usually those have like the anti mana rock cards, which is Collector Oof.
Yuriko doesn't place any mana rocks.
Yeah. And then your final like D tier is I slammed cards that were the same color together, but they have no cohesive strategy, and somehow I'm playing a 2/2 with lifelink. That's all it does.
Sounds like good to me.
My favorite EDH deck is that one you kept in like that box at the store and you just hit it around.
Oh, dude, that deck was fun.
T-Dogs, Bulk, commander deck.
Yeah, I was just moving around the one local or LGS. I went to their bulk boxes and built in commander deck, and I had to even get my basic lands out of there, and it was kind of hard. And then I just kept hiding it in the shop, and when I would show up, I would grab it and go play, and I was like, I'm leaving, and go hide it again.
When did you my favorite.
That? That was about a year and a half. Damien looked. I told Damien about it, and it took him about, I think it was like 7 months before he found it.
Oh, okay, over there. Gotcha.
I think my favorite was the one that Apple built for Alex that used all non-magic cards but had magic card names.
Yep. There's enough cards now for two decks.
Yep, so Alex had to memorize what each card did.
Well, that's not hard to do.
It's not
I guess hard. It's fair.
I'm ashamed at how many magic cards I know and like how many like chemical numbers I don't know.
I was about to say like
masses I don't know.
I was seriously thinking about this the other day. And I was thinking, like, my brain capacity is nothing. And then I'm like, wait, I remember hundreds to thousands of magic cards right, purely by the picture.
Song like, lyrics. I know, I remember all that, but, like, and it's, like, a shame because, like, I'm a chemist.
You're not that dedicated to it. It's not your heart and soul.
Right. It is my heart and soul.
No.
You only went to school for, what, 6 years for it?
Seven.
I feel like you have a fetish for the shape of a beaker. You're just like, oh, it looks so good. That's what drew you into it.
It's gonna be his new nickname, Beaker.
Yeah. Beaker boy Josh. Well, we've been playing Magic for I think we all kind of collectively started like tournament play at the same time, like what, 11 years ago, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
So and when you're actually going to tournaments and FNMs on a weekly basis, you're thinking about it after, like the amount of times I go to FNM and I think about like what I could have done in matches, even at a small level or a large level, and just like replay matches in my head is kind of ridiculous. And I don't know why, I just drawn to just matches of Magic.
Right.
Like, yeah, I find myself in my spare time a lot of time. If I'm really bored and need something to do, the first thing I think of is going to Twitch and watching people play just because familiarity and keeping myself up on stuff.
I tried it, yeah.
Very young because I liked reading and I liked the artwork.
Yeah. The old days of Magic where the artwork was just kind of all over the place, it has a special place in my heart, even though I wasn't in the upbringing of that. But like now everything has to be like, you're on this theme, and if you're going to make a robot, it's got to look like this, instead of just being like, do whatever you want, like get crazy.
Yeah, the art style used to be amazing. I mean, don't get me wrong, a lot of the art nowadays is still cool, but like you said, it had a theme. Like when you get all goblins certain in a artists set,
get to do what they want.
Yeah.
It's like Seb is the only guy that gets to do what he wants.
Yeah.
That's just because Seb's been doing it for how many years?
Yeah.
Right.
They've hit some really good themes too, like with Neon Destiny and like the alternate Japanese Dynasty. Ones, or sorry, dang it. In Neon Dynasty, the alternate Japanese that has such like a cool thematic thing, and it's all like, here's a studio, you're doing this, and just, we need a different version of this guy, make him look cool.
They do that occasionally, because we had the Strixhaven archive cards, the Japanese ones were different for War of the Spark. Japan got all the really cool planeswalkers.
Yeah.
Before that, we had the Jace versus Chandra Japanese manga.
The anime one?
Goku Jace.
Yeah. That's the best one. I love that one.
Yeah, so that was a sweet thing.
Yeah, I just actually bought they came out with the tiny dual decks again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
They had Jace versus Frasca, and now this year is Ajani versus Nico Bolas. Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you get a tiny Nico Bolas.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
I need that one. I have the other one.
I usually buy like five of each. And the reason why is, one, I want to play them together. So I just usually you just put them in your bag, call it whatever. And then two, once they've accumulated enough to make an EDH deck, I'm going to have a tiny little EDH deck.
Oh, I'm so down.
You probably have to play a regular commander. Like, you're going to have the regular size commander.
And they have oversized commanders. So you just pretend like it's an oversized card.
Yeah, you just get one giant. Yeah, get that too.
When we used to play at GU, you know how they had those overset, like the really giant cards, the Shivan Dragon? I'd asked the store clerk if I could play a deck, if I could make a legal standard deck out of them, and he said I could, but like, it turned out I would have had to run like 40 lands, and there's only like two standard cards.
Yep.
So I never did it, plus I had thought about trying to shuffle it, and was like, nope.
There used to be years at Gen Con when I was going in like 2012, 2013, where they would just have a line and giant oversized Magic cards, and kind of like what they do with like chess, where it's, you're in line, you come up, you make one move, and then you leave. You would draw one card, you would hold it like above your head, and then when it was your turn, you could play it. Everybody used to be so mad. Cool. They have to play like a land. They're like, I don't, because you have to wait for like the three other guys that are ahead of you that had lands in their hand before you could play it. But yeah,
that does sound fun.
It was cool. Gen Con's an experience, and I can't wait to go again, but I don't think me going to Gen Con in the next 3 years is a reality. It's probably going to be like a 2025 goal. That's so far away.
I don't know. I have PTSD with Gen Con. I almost died last time.
Yeah, I remember.
I've never been.
Yeah, I want to go.
It's a lot of fun, man.
I got some goons who invited me, so I might go with them.
It's always the same weekend as some music festival, so.
Riot Fest normally. Right. Or Lollapalooza, yeah. Sorry.
I doubt I'll go to Lala.
But. Gen Con is so different from any other con. It just, it's different.
What's cool about it too, when I went, it was the same weekend as the motorcycle convention. So like the bar strip was just packed, and it was a lot of fun.
That might be like my group camp trip weekend too.
All right, guys. Anything you guys want to talk about? That's
Dragons
pretty much
our
it.
Top tribe.
Oh, okay. If we want to go into power levels, here we go. Dragons, C tier.
I'd give them B nowadays. I mean, come on,
what's S tier tribe?
S tier tribe? Elves.
Crabs.
Monkey, because Ragavan.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. Monkeys is number one.
What? Goblin? What other like Mox Monkey?
Ape? Oh, his ape, I guess. That's different. Ape, that's
Goblin's pretty good.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
goblins bad. Are trash. Goblins are D tier.
Yeah, everybody always tries to build Krenko. Like, look at my Krenko deck. And you're like, wait.
Hey now. Ninjas. Ninjas, I would give B tier.
What about spirits?
That's probably A tier.
They're strong. It's a cohesive strategy. You have a strong general.
Would elementals be S tier these days?
If dragons aren't S tier, elementals are not S tier.
Elementals see more play than dragons right now.
No way.
In like non-EDH formats.
Oh, sure. Yeah, whatever. Elves is like S tier.
Isn't like Prismari dragons the best standard deck right now?
Oh, no. We're talking standard. You guys want to talk about arena prices real quick?
Oh, God, yeah, sure.
Oh, why? We're paper players.
Yep, that's it. And that's it. Don't play arena. If you want to be cool like us, get out of the arena universe. That's right, Wizards. We're coming after you. We're coming after you.
After you.
Here's a quick question.
After me for a while, and it hasn't worked because I don't play arena.
Quick question about arena real quick. I know we're a paper player podcast, but do you think if once, for every set that comes out, if they give everyone a free Phantom draft to get like new players used to, do you think it would help?
That's no at the buzz right now. I would probably play, like, honestly, if they did that, I would probably boot it up and play it, but more than once or twice it's still a hard sell, because
really
I don't want to play Magic the video game. I want to play Magic the Gathering.
Yeah,
so it's kind of hard to do with the pandemic.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, and it's getting worse right now, but I still made it happen this weekend. Whatever, maybe I don't get sick. I'm triply vaccinated. I'm going to support vaccination on this show.
That's fine.
It's also like my job. I make them.
Nice.
Kind of.
So when it comes like the arena, and I think this is the problem with arena, you can play a lot of matches of arena and they don't come at a cost. Meaning that when you want to enter in a queue, you can just play. You get burnt out. And typically with burnout, you want to change decks. It is very difficult to do that on the arena economy because you have to just throw money at it and it feels bad. So like, you can play 50 games of standard in a night, like honest to God, and that will burn you out and you'll never want to play standard again. So you get this one like super injection shot of like standard and then you're like, I'm done. Whereas other things like Magic Online or MTGO, there's a cost associated with playing and those sideboard matches and whatever you want to call it. But there's also rental services. So when you're like, this deck I don't like, you can switch. That is not true of Arena. You have to throw money at it.
Or like my experience with Arena, where I was like, I was knee deep in my blue-white deck and I was having a blast using Teferi Time Raveler to wreck everyone. But guess what? I can't play Teferi Time Raveler. And I got banned, my entire deck.
Yes.
Right? Because you banned Teferi, which was like what my deck was centered around. Like, it was my favorite Magic card for a very long time.
Yep.
And then, like, they just took it away, and, like, which there in turn, like, I guess my lands were still good, and the Brazen Borrowers I kept playing, but, like, the rest of the deck kind of just fell apart.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of things, like, now that Alchemy exists too, they can get around reimbursing people wild cards, because they can ban a card and be like, we're going to fix it so you don't get reimbursed. You have to wait for the card to be fixed. There's no dusting system, which would really help with, like, being able to build stuff. Because, like, my account right now, I have, like, 500 common wild cards, 400 uncommon, and then, like, 3 rare and, like, 6 mythic.
Yep.
Can't really build a deck when it's mainly rares and mythic.
Yep. It's just a feel bad. Like, when Arena came out, everybody was pumped. Like, all right, we're going to be able to play standard in this client, and you can draft. And at first there was bot drafts, but drafts came around, and it was fine. And then you realize what the economy really was, and there's no, like you said, there's no dusting system, so you can't exchange cards for any, there's no exchange rate. So you just end up with a pile of cards. And if you don't get 4x of this mythic that you need, guess what? You're going to have to spin that wheel 1,000 times.
Yep.
You have to open 8 boosters to guarantee 1 rare or mythic from the wheel. Yeah. And then the treasure system is really terrible, the treasure chest, because you get like 1 mythic and 2 rares from the wild cards. There's just a lot of bad stuff. Like, they could even honestly, like, selling rare and mythic wild cards would solve a lot. Like, even if you had to pay like $2 or $3 a piece, that's still something compared to paying the $4 to $5 a pack.
It's like, yeah, versus like $12 for a mythic wild card.
Yep.
That's because of how hard it is to open them.
And they trick you with the double currency, where you have a gem currency and a gold currency, which I don't know. It's predatory in its system, and I think a lot of people are backing out of Arena.
Especially with Alchemy. Apparently it's very popular right now. People are liking the format.
I do think it's our job to, like, put it on blast, because it is predatory, and we shouldn't have that in our game. Because, like, this
problem
game
is...
So are collector boosters, so are... Mm-mm. Whole bunch of
no.
Collector boosters aren't, because you can still buy a draft booster and open up what you need. Actually makes cards cheaper,
and you can trade collected. Your cards for other cards. You cannot do that in Arena. You have one option.
Get you from that.
That's why it's predatory. There's only one way to obtain the cards, and it's throwing money into the system or grinding, which is not even they've eradicated grinding for cards. It's not possible anymore.
Right.
I mean, I've tried.
You can't. You just can't. It was possible at one point. But not anymore.
And a big problem is, too, is, like, because sets come out so fast. I mean, I guess they're not really sped up, but buying, like, the season pass or the game pass or whatever it is, like, you acquire, like, more cards. But if you're not able to play, like, 10 hours a day, like, just get locked out. You can't finish that battle pass. And you're locked out because if you finish your dailies, there's no way to gain experience points for it, which is also another problem.
Right.
A big problem.
Locked, so you come in every day and play it.
Yeah.
A big problem is, though, is Magic players as a whole, when they have a problem with something, they still consume it. Look at how much people hated The Walking Dead, and that was like one of the best-selling like secret layers of that year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sold to non-Magic players. It was bigger than that, and I think with The Walking Dead coming in through that way and seeing the sales on it, it's now given the Wizards the green light to expand to all the universes that we're seeing now. And it's a numbers game. How many players can we get? And you know what? That's great. Cause if people want to play Lord of the Rings in 2023, awesome. Like, great. If that brings you into Magic, fantastic. It's probably not going to affect my FNM level, but so be it.
Only the difference is, though, with the Lord of the Rings, at least that's being sold at a regular booster price.
Mm-hmm.
Like a secret layer, you're spending $60 for 5 cards.
Yeah. But I don't mind secret layer purely because it's aesthetic stuff anyway, so who cares?
That's the thing. Walking the same Dead way. Wasn't.
Well, no, that's where they rolled it back. But yes, when it first came out, that did not stick well with Magic players, and they did walk it back, which is a good thing
for now.
And they came out with the Stranger Things.
That you can get regular versions of.
Not for a while in the list, and only
it'll be thrown in the list, but they're coming. But you don't get to get them right away.
And honestly, I guess
so. What if they just say it's coming
and never and do then, it?
Yep, exactly. And whenever
I mean, it's not buttons.
If you look at it, list cards tend to actually be more expensive than the originals.
It depends on which version. But yeah.
I opened up, what's the stupid colorless guy that is technically all 5 colors and he's a shapeshifter? You pick a creature type.
Morphon or Morphous, yeah.
The Morphon from the list is worth more than the Modern Horizons.
I'm fine with that. Like, again, it's basically like there's X amount of these and that's it. And I that's fine. But I can still go get... It all stems to the same thing. Can I get a regular version of the card? Can I get the cheapest version of the card? Yes. Perfect. Like, I'm happy with that. I think this is probably a better model for the players that are at large, meaning FNM goers and your casual crowd, rather than having worldwide packs, only having a $100 mythic Jace the Mind Sculptor that is distributors can't get enough of. So the price goes on and on and on. And then we end up in a standard format where top eights are 8 Jace the Mind Sculptors or 8 decks with Jace the Mind Sculptor.
And that's when bans come.
Yep. And then everybody feels bad. You know, it's, I don't know how to solve this, but it's, I think they've done it where it's like, we're going to flood the market with a bunch of stuff. And you can see with every set, there's a card like, what's that green card from Eldraine, the Great Henge. There's always a secret mythic in there that's like $40. And every set's been having that, if you haven't noticed. And it's just to appeal to EDH players, and it sells like hotcake.
Right.
What would be the one from Bao?
I can't think of it. I'm sure it's maybe the Olivia.
Welcoming vampire is welcoming vampires. A shout out to the EDH crowd. The Tox Roll.
This 15.
Right now, but like, Great Henge also wasn't 15. It took.
Yeah, it was $10 when it came on. Then it ended up being 50.
Yeah, same thing with Goldspan Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Goldspan was like 25 right away.
Yeah, either way, it's a mythic that spikes up. It goes up.
Right.
It'll outlive its standard life and still hold and maintain that price, just like the Triumphs. The Triumphs aren't going anywhere. If you're not picking them up at $10 now, they're sure as hell going to be $35, $40 down the line.
God.
Yeah. Like you should get them, but they're still in stores, in cases.
Oh, I've been trading. I trade for anyone that I see that's the full art. I just pick them up immediately.
All right.
You got like a small stack sitting in a corner.
I hope you guys can't hear the police siren.
No.
I just heard it now that you said something.
They're just approaching Josh's house closer and closer. And picked it up.
So far, it looks like the most expensive card is...
the lands.
No, it's Necroduality. Or not.
Oh, so, yeah. Yep.
That's Cultivator Colossus.
Those are both EDH like slam dunks. So those will both go only up.
Well, the Colossus he's playing modern.
A little bit, but...
Everyone wants for EDH.
Yeah, and same with the Necroduality. If every single zombie deck wants that card...
Card's gross.
It's awesome. Yeah, exactly. It's, and those aren't like standard playable, at least of not as of right now, but I don't know. I like those cards and I'm happy they exist. And it's better than the old school like bulk mythic that you see like Comet Storm. Jeez. Like I'd rather have you do something crazy and flashy than try to do something like this is going to be competitive and standard like Comet Storm.
I still remember going to tournaments and booths having it where if you bought a Modern Masters pack and opened Comet Storm, they'd give you a free pack because it was that bad.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, guys, let's call that a show. I do want to say thank you to everybody who helped us achieve our goal on Facebook, getting up to 100 followers. That number keeps growing as right now is at like 122. And our next milestone is going to be 250. And we're going to keep doing raffles for that. And congratulations to those winners. I'd love to see your last names, but I don't remember them.
Make sure to post what you open too.
Yeah, that'd be great. I will. I'm gonna put a little note when I send you guys those Crimson Vow collector boosters. For the next one, I'm gonna think on it for the 250 milestone. It's probably gonna be some secret layers I'm gonna be sending out. I got a bunch of them stored up here.
Also, I'd like to give a shout out to everyone following us on TikTok. It keeps growing. We're up to about 400 followers right now. Definitely send emails. Let me know what you want to see. Currently, I've kind of just been posting like combos and posting about our podcasts when they're up, but definitely let me know what you'd like to see on the TikTok.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram too. I should probably use it more, but
that's okay. It's what Facebook and Instagram are like intertwined in some way. They're kind of the same thing. And then we also have an email. You can send questions to us at paperplayerpodcast@gmail.com. I think, and we have a Twitter. All those things are there. We're all on all those socials. But ultimately, thanks everybody. We started the year not really knowing where this podcast direction was going to go, and I think we're finding our groove. And we hope that you guys like our content.
And we have an email. I thought you meant we actually got an email, and I was pumped. I was like, all right, what do we got?
We got a bunch of receipts from Tony doing things. And...
Oh, and again, through the TikTok, it's paperplayer as one word _ podcast, because the other paperplayer podcast was taken from TikTok.
Grosseroni. You'll be able to see us by logo. Whatever you see on the show is the same. Josh, take us out with a hot take.
Boba Fett isn't even that cool of a character.
Oh my god, you're so wrong.
It's Wednesday, my dudes.
Did you even watch the episode?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so good.
Doop, doop, boom. All right, done and done.
you're not playing Legacy next Sunday?
No, I'm on where? Monday. I'm flying out of the country.
Where are you going? Japan.
Yeah.
He's going to, buy his wife.
Costa Rica.
Oh, to buy his wife. With your family?
Yeah.
Nice. So, no, with strangers.
I mean, he could be going by himself.
He's gonna go save. Yeah, he's gonna go save his anime doll. It was like the movie taken.
It washed into the sea from the ship that was being transported on.
Yeah, I have a certain set of skills. You'll see me a mile away. I have long hair and sweaty pits.
Sweaty pits.
I'm from in the Midwest, and I'm in Costa Rica, where it's hot as hell.
Trevor Tate.
I speak no Spanish.
Well, Jeff, why are you like walking back and forth in your house?
I'm not. I'm using a headset because I'm not at home.
Oh, okay.
You might have to turn me up so you can hear me.
That ain't gonna happen.